Welcome back to the Messy Imperfection. Took the reins for you on that one
because you just waiting on the music and the music never happened. So then I was like, yeah.
It happened in my brain. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Danny.
Welcome back, guys. I don't know if I remember how to do this, but we're gonna full send this today.
Yeah, we're just gonna see what happens.
I got the nervous burps, guys. I ain't gonna lie to you.
She really does. It's actually pretty funny.
Oh, Danny. Okay, so when we were sitting down for the podcast, Danny's like, well, we're both very goal-oriented. There's no surprise there. But we're setting goals, and Danny's asking me, like, what are your goals for 2023? And I'm like, I did not set goals this year.
Deer in headlights.
Which is crazy because when we first became friends, I was the one that I think I showed you goal setting. Like, I'm the one that showed like the 401.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not necessarily like goal setting in general, but like the 401s for sure. I never even like heard of that. And that was like my type A brain fucking loved that.
And we did it. We were doing it for a while.
Yeah,
and then I don't know what happened to my brain that my brain said, sayonara.
It left it? With me.
Yeah, it did.
The type A just exited with
me. It exited with the friendship, but it came back with the friendship. So basically what I've learned is that I can't not have Danny in my life because I just forget to set goals. And that's just part of the problem.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
All that to come back to say that we're talking about goal setting today. Well, sort of. We're talking about a lot of things, but it's interesting because I remember we were talking about like when we talked about the goal setting, I said talk about it too many times. I did choose a word of the year, which was trust. And I don't know where I came up with that word trust, but I was like, you know, trust my intuition, trust the process, trust God, trust everything happens for you, not to you. Because I realized at the end of last year that I spent way too much second guessing things and overanalyzing things, second guessing my intuition. And it just led me astray, led me into a world of wildness that I was not okay with. But I'm not sure where I stopped setting goals for myself.
But why do you think that your second guessing, like, where do you think that came from?
I think that's actually a really solid question. I think a lot of it came from not having the right people in my life.
That's fair.
So I think that, like, I mean, you know this, like, I am very intuitive and I usually have gut reactions, and I think when I stopped trusting my gut reaction, for whatever reason that was, I don't know, but I think when I stopped trusting my gut is when I stopped trusting everything, and I was like, well, if it's meant for me, it won't pass me. And instead of setting my life up for success, I just let life come to me, which we all know that's not the way things work. Like, what your life looks like now is a product of what you've been doing for the last 6 months to the last year or more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, so if you want to be intentional about where you're going in your life, you have to actually set the intention, set the goals, and make sure you're on track for it. And that's just not what I was doing at all. I was just full sending it. And that is so wild to me and not like me that I very, very uncharacteristic. But, you know, the arrow doesn't seek the target. The target draws
the arrow.
Don't ask me where I got that quote from, but I really like it. So I said it.
That's fair. You want to like explain that a little bit? Because that doesn't.
No, I don't want to explain it.
Okay.
No. So like when you.
All right. Next.
I actually think we've talked about this quote in a previous episode because I kind of remember trying to explain this and it went astray real fast, but I'm going to try and do a better job of explaining it this time.
All right, let's hear it.
So when you like, if you're thinking about a bow and arrow, right? The arrow doesn't have like, I'm trying to think of like in technologically, like it's like if you put a drone and you put coordinates in for a drone, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm going to try and go with
this. That was probably the last thing that I thought you would pick to make an analogy with, but let's hear it.
You're not helping me, so I'm coming up with this on the fly.
I understand what this quote's trying to say, but like I don't understand it well enough.
I think the first part of it's the most important part. The arrow doesn't seek the target. So you can't, that you're not just like throwing an arrow and the arrow finding the target. You have to aim for that target. So like the person that draws the arrow is the person aiming for that target. But if you're not drawing that arrow, the arrow is just going to flop. It's not going to have direction. It's not going to know where it's going.
Okay, but let me, I don't know what smart word I'm looking for here, but let me throw this at you. I'd like to counter your point.
Okay, let's hear it.
And say, I disagree with both of those. And I think the hunter.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, you're not.
The person that draws the arrow. The hunter. Yeah, the person that's drawing that arrow, the hunter, is the person that's setting that arrow to that target.
That is literally not what any of that said.
That's what I was trying to say.
But that's not what this quote says.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to throw the quote out the window. I like the quote, but I don't know if I can explain the quote, so I just made up my own analogy to help people.
Okay, so we're on the same page, but we were in two different books was the problem.
Yeah, the problem is I don't remember how to record a podcast, and I'm just going on the fly, and my brain is very freaked out right now.
Okay, that's fair. We have a little bit of stage fright.
Moment. I don't know if this is like that the first time we recorded a podcast, but I'm going to go with those probably was.
I don't know. Was it? I feel like we were just like, yeah, definitely how it was the first time.
So, let's just loop back around before I threw that freaking weird thing in there. It's
anyway,
fine.
Let me explain what we're trying to get at here. I feel like I have a better grasp of let's now hear it. That I have my third comparison here. So the hunter is the one who is sending the arrow because the hunter is the one who has the technique, has the intended target in sight, and he's the one that can either accurately or inaccurately send that arrow to the target.
Right. But if you don't know what target you're aiming for, it's going to go wherever.
Right.
Yeah. But the action that you perform is going to determine what target you put it at.
Exactly.
So you have to be intentional about the target you choose.
Precisely.
Look at us.
That was
full circle.
Superb.
Proud of us for that part. And all I have to say, like, I didn't know where I was going. I had a lot of ideas. I had a lot of things that I wanted in life, but I didn't have any direction on where I was going. So I basically was spinning around in circles with an arrow in my hand and just shooting at whatever stuck.
Yeah.
So we sat down and we did 401s. If you've never listened to any of our podcasts or know nothing about us, a 401, I like low-key want to do a workshop on this, and we probably will do a workshop on 401s.
I love 401s. Let's hold off explaining the 401 until later.
Yeah, that's probably fine. That's fine.
Until like the end, we'll get into like the technical stuff.
Nash fire. But regardless of anything, we do know it's important to set goals. And then from the goal setting, I think we've talked a lot about like the follow through is also really hard.
And that's where I struggle the most. Like I can set goals. I can do these 401s all the time. But like following through and having consistency is what I struggle with most. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm just wondering if you're going to let me call you out right now.
No. No, go ahead.
No, that I think that you've done that. We have this habit share, and I think we're really good about putting what we want to create habits in, but Dani at the beginning of the day just decides if that's something she wants to do that day or not. Like, because I'll see if like she did it or she didn't do it.
We'll get like you. So basically this app that we use, Habit Share, I'll just briefly tell you what it is. It's basically an app where you like put in things that you want to like build habits on, and
you can do it daily or weekly or X amount of times a week. Like it there's a lot of flexibility in it.
There's tons of customization, which we love. And you can add friends to hold like each other accountable, which obviously we did. And it'll send each other notifications when you either accomplish something or say that you did not accomplish something. So like there's certain things like tracking my macros for the day where in the morning I'll wake up and be like, that's not the person I'm choosing to be today.
5 a.m. I'll get a notification that she didn't do it today. And I'm like, okay. And I'll text her. Like, did we just decide that that's not who we want to be today?
Yes.
Yep. Every day.
Literally every day. I think I've X'd track macros all for a month and a half now.
Yeah. We might have to readdress that.
My new favorite one was gluten awareness.
Yeah, because I had to go gluten-free 100% because of my autoimmune disorder. And Dani, being the hype girl that she 110% is every day of the week, was like, I didn't even ask her to. I just saw it pop up, share new habit with you, gluten awareness. And I was like, with a bread emoji next to it, mind you. And I was like, okay, I guess that's where we're at today.
Because I do also want to go gluten-free for like some of the same and different reasons. And because I've seen like how much it's changed Shannon's life.
Yeah.
So like I'm not ready to commit 100%, but I want to like be more aware
of when you're eating gluten.
Yes. And like consciously make better choices. LOL.
Okay,
this has gone way off the rails.
Yeah, it always does.
All right, scrambling back around. So what I want to say is I have no follow through, and I'm going to throw this at you. I've added myself to a list of people I can't count on.
Oh my God.
Do you know where that came
yes,
from?
Yes, it's literally one of the quotes. Like, if you can't count
OGs
on yourself.
OGs know where yeah, that's from.
100%. But if you can't count on yourself, who can you count on?
Literally. And I have fucking added myself back to that list of people I can't count on, which is absolutely awful.
I think that that's a really important thing to talk about.
Yeah.
And I think that we, and I'm saying myself, because I think that there's a lot of times in the most recently, I mean, obviously, like, I can't, the last year, you know, like, I've completely derailed. I wasn't even fucking doing 4-on-1s, which is so unlike me. But I think it's really important for you guys to understand this about us and for us to touch base with you guys to understand that, like, bettering yourself is not linear. Healing yourself is not linear. Yeah. And the fact that you consciously made that decision to put yourself on that list is a step in the right direction. Because yeah. Now you're aware of it. Now you're like, okay, I can't count on myself. So, like, obviously there's stuff that I need to do on myself to make sure that I can count on me. Because if, like, this goes so deep too, and you know this, like, if you can't count on yourself, who's going to count on you? Because if you're not doing it for yourself, you sure as hell aren't going to do it for anybody else.
Right.
And I'm saying that, as I'm saying that, I actually think that's false, which is kind of what's fucked in this world is, like, I know, and that, like, we talked about this, like, your goals are more important to me than my goals, which is wild to me. Like, that shouldn't be a thing. And I don't know where in our culture we decided that that was okay.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it just goes back to, like, history. Like, we always, especially females, we put ourselves last. And that's just not fucking okay.
Agree.
That's not okay. So it's like, okay, how can we count on ourselves? What can we do? What processes can we put in place? What accountability partners do we need to do to make sure we can count on ourselves? And I think that that's where we're at right now with our goals. Because you and I have some big ass goals, both personally, in our relationships, in the business, like with this podcast, helping others. But it's like, okay, now that we have all these set, how can we make sure that we're going to follow through with them? Like, what is the next? And this is a brainstorm, because honestly, guys, we have not talked about this.
No.
Like, you are front and forward with a front and center. That's it. Front and center with brainstorming Danny Shannon 101. But I'm, like, wondering what we could do. Like, obviously, we have habit share. And, like, we call each other out, but we giggle about it. Like, we don't do anything about it. Yes. So, like, do we need to put a pain point? It's, like, you need to create a pain point for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that looks like.
I don't either.
If you have any suggestions, let us know.
But I think I want to circle back to a couple good points you made that, like, not focusing on yourself and focusing on others. First and foremost, self-care is not selfish. You can't pour from an empty cup, which is such a cliche, but it's so fucking true. And if you're only giving half of yourself to other people, what good are you really doing at this point? You need to be your best self so then you can give your best self to other people. And isn't that really the best thing you can be doing? Honestly, because you're just doing a disservice to everyone around you that you care about. You're half-assing.
Mic drop.
You're half-assing the things that you're doing for other people, intentionally or not. But if you're not giving your best self, that's half-assed, period.
And this goes into our job, right? Like, I think that a lot of our listeners are somewhere in the healthcare field. At least they were originally.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, if we're not showing up for ourselves, how can we show up for our patients?
Yeah.
Like, the pouring into an empty cup is, we hear it all the time. But, like, think about that. Like, people need to actually think about that. Like, are you giving more than you're receiving?
Right.
Whether that be to yourself or from other people. Like, and it's just wild to me, like, that we think it's okay and we wonder why everyone's walking around burnt out, grumpy, unhealthy, like, both mentally, emotionally, physically. Like, I mean, you and I have, I think one of the biggest things that we've done for ourselves is, like, I would say pretty much at minimum, we at least take our dogs for a walk every day.
Yeah.
So we're at least doing that for ourselves. But you and I have talked a lot about how we've gotten off the rails about our health.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like, why are we letting ourselves do that? Like, I mean, it's obviously easier to choose the unhealthy option, but you're choosing easy now over easy later.
Yeah.
And that goes with so many things. Like, I don't know. It's just, you will not always be motivated to do these things.
Oh my God, you're stealing my line.
Am I?
Yes. Did you not read it?
No, I have not read this.
So we have, like, an outline that we generally go by. And while she was, like, setting up her mics today, I added a line. And it's so funny you said that.
Oh, you really did.
Motivation is not what you need. You need discipline. You'll not always be motivated. You'll always have discipline.
That goes back to 75 hard.
It really does.
This is what's for you guys who don't know this yet. We did 75 hard. We'll explain that later because we're going to do it again in the fall. But basically, we proved to ourselves that we're badass.
Facts.
Like, we can do some really hard things. And then for some reason, we decided to just throw that to the wind and fucking forget about it. And I just don't understand. But that came down to discipline. I remember, like, there'd be three, because we were both working at the foundation at that time. So we had to get up at 3 a.m. to do our morning, our outdoor workout.
Can we just have a moment of silence for the foundation? R.I.P.
No. Pick a bird in hell. I can't even get in trouble because they don't even exist anymore. Come at me, please. But we would be texting each other at 3 a.m. It's 20 degrees out, maybe with a wind chill of 10 degrees. And we're outside doing a workout.
Yeah.
What happened to those people?
I don't even know. And it's so funny because it's so funny you said that because that, what am I trying to say here? That, I don't even want to call it a habit, but that mindset shift prior to 75 hard, I never would have gone outside in the cold, in the snow, bundled up. Mm-mm. Never would have intentionally walked outside. And so we did 75 hard. What year was it? 2021. We did 75 hard.
Yeah.
And I moved into this house in the end of 2021. The winter of 2022, January, my ass was outside walking in the snow.
Same.
And I wasn't even doing 75 hard. I had absolutely no reason to be outside. But I was because I was like, it's literally not that bad and I need to be outside right now. And that mindset shift, I was like.
But now I'm like, it's raining. I don't want to go outside.
Literally.
So it's I'm just curious on what happened because no mindset shift was conscious.
It's easy. It's instant gratification as opposed to long-term gratification. And everyone wants instant gratification, including us.
No, you're right.
My ass would much rather be sitting on the couch, watching TV, stuffing my face, because it makes me feel good right now. But a couple hours from now.
But does it make, I was going to say, it doesn't make you
right
feel
now, good. Yeah, it makes me feel great right now.
It's an instant dopamine release.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then a couple hours, I'm feeling guilty, I'm feeling like a piece of shit.
And then that just spirals you into the rest of the week. And then it's a repeat cycle.
Exactly.
I think I'm having a big aha moment in this episode right now. And I don't think this is where we intended on going, but I'm glad that we went here.
Fair. I feel like that's how everything is. Even if we're not recording, we'll be talking about something. And then it just spirals into being oh my God.
I mean, that's why we record, right? Facts. Because these are conversations that are really hard for people to have, especially us. I mean, we're literally talking about our weakest moments to whoever's going to listen to this episode.
Yeah.
And we know that there's a lot of other people struggling out there. Yeah. And we're hoping to give you guys the tools and give ourselves the tools. I mean, you guys know, we're actively trying to brainstorm how we can get back to that place. We're trying not to do, it's not even try. We're not doing 75 hard during the summer because we've made that decision. And we're going to do it in September because we know it's something we need.
Yeah.
And
honestly, the whole thing with having these conversations, sometimes you really do need someone to bounce these things off of and just talk it out.
Yeah.
You just said, you're having a big aha moment.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't have had that if you weren't speaking out loud to somebody else.
No. My thoughts are going into my mouth and projecting outwards.
Right. And some
don't know why that's the way I want to. Yes. Jesus Christ, Shannon. I'm such a disaster of a human. It's totally fine, though.
No. Sometimes you don't understand, the whole arrow analogy. Sometimes, you don't understand what something means or what your thoughts are truly thinking, if that makes sense, until they come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And then you hearing yourself say them, you're like, holy shit.
And it's also us giving each other permission to call each other out and come up with different solutions.
Yeah.
I think that's huge because I think a lot of friendships are surface level and people don't want to admit that. We've had some very hard conversations, not just recently, over the time that we've known each other. We've had some very hard, very hard conversations, but they've always come out better.
Yeah.
They've always made us either better for ourselves or better for each other or better for anyone around us because we're not afraid to have those conversations. They suck, guys. Don't get me wrong. These conversations, my hands are literally sweating and I'm fidgeting like a motherfucker. But it's important to have this conversation. But looping back to the direction of life, I know I put in here, I was in a SISM training for work when I was texting you these questions, by the way. These were questions about reevaluating your like mental status. I don't know, but it said one of the questions was, am I pleased with the direction of my life? And I think that this question was not supposed, I don't think it was supposed to be this deep, but we're going to take it that deep because I was like, there's a lot of parts that I am pleased and there's a lot of parts that I'm not pleased with that direction of my life. And, you know, the next question was, how does it serve me? So like, am I pleased with the direction of my life? If yes, cool. If no, like there's no way everyone's pleased with every part of their life. There's no fucking way. There's always a part of your life you're not going to be pleased with. So it's like, okay, how is this serving me and how can I better serve myself? One of the things you and I were talking about the other day was I'm moving and I said that I am excited to move because it's taking time away from, you know, the firehouse and it's going to give me time back for myself because I don't think that I'm giving myself enough attention. And
or me.
Literally, I'm not dead ass. Like, my life is in, I don't want to say it's in shambles. It's in like a rebuild phase.
It's definitely in a transition period for sure.
Yeah. But in the best way. Like, I think that everything that's happening right now is going to lead to a much more beautiful, calmer life, which I'm here for.
Absolutely.
And it's like, okay. And you said, you guys were like, what do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean you're not giving yourself? I don't remember exactly the words that we used, but you said like, you mentioned church and I was like, I can't tell you the last time I went to church.
Yeah.
Which is wild because I was going to church pretty regularly.
And it's really, I know how important it is to you.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just crazy how like until someone points it out, you don't realize how off the rails you got.
Yeah.
So like it's, I don't know if you guys have realized this, but we're trying to stress the importance of having these conversations with someone that you can have these conversations with.
Yeah.
And if you don't have someone in your life, you can find them, but you have to be intentional about finding them.
Yeah.
Like you and I have been very intentional about the people we let in and the people that we kick out of our lives.
Yeah.
Which is hard. People don't, I don't think that people understand that. Like if they're toxic, you need them out.
Yeah.
And we talk about all the time about you have your inner circle, your middle circle, and your outer circle friends. You can have outer circle friends that are like the friends that you know that are only good to go out and have a drink with or go out to dinner once a month with, but your inner circle people need to be the people that understand you through and through and aren't afraid to call you out on your shit.
Yeah. And have the uncomfortable conversations and have seen you in the darkest of the dark and the best of the best.
Crying on the bathroom floor naked. Yep.
Literally, that's so funny. We've both had those moments like very recently at two different times with like not each other. And it's very funny. I like not funny in the ha ha.
I mean, those are the moments I enjoy the most.
Question mark?
Yeah, that was weird to say. I'm not gonna lie. I understand that.
I tend not to tend to
those are the mine. Those are the moments that I look back on and I enjoyed because those were pivotal moments in my journey.
That's fair.
I think is what I meant by that. Like the moments were, because I mean, you know this about me. A couple years ago, I would never cry, ever. I was like, I don't cry. I'm not a crier. That's not something that I do. And then I just realized that was super unfucking healthy.
Huge trauma response.
Yeah, huge trauma response. And now I let myself cry when I want to cry. And sometimes I have no idea while I'm crying. Like the other night, no, I have no idea. A release of emotions, cool, that's fine. If that's what wants to happen, that's fine. My body wants to sit on the floor, fine.
That's like so good for you.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's so, so good for you.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous when Delaney and I move in, how often we're going to find each other crying.
How many bathrooms does your new place have?
We have one full and two half.
God bless, because all of us be pooping at the same time.
And don't you worry, they all have Young Seedling wipes in them right now.
I love that. Thank you for that.
We only have one squatty potty at the moment, so we're going to have to buy a few more of those. That's or fine. A bidet.
I was going
to
say, I would love a bidet.
Yeah, I think
that is my special request. Anyway.
Please put bidet in the bathroom.
All right, we've gotten way off the rails. Let me circle back to what I said. Hold on, I have a thought from earlier I wanted to say about...
You're fiddle-fucking your mic for a sec.
Well, there was a hair on it.
Oh, okay.
Back to the whole self-care point from an empty cup. I want to know what the fuck is with our martyr society. Why is everyone so hell-bent on being a martyr? I haven't slept in X amount of days, or I do this harder than you, or
it's like a flex to not take care of yourself.
Literally, why? It really is, and I think it's absolutely disgusting.
You know, it's interesting you say this. I had this moment earlier. I was watching TikTok. Or I was listening to the book, You're By Yourself, The Fucking Lilies. And this woman, who is an amazing fucking woman, gone on this huge healthcare. She's gone on a huge health journey, emotional, spiritual, all of it. She doesn't have a husband. And I'm like, is that what men's attracted to? Like, dead ass. Like, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm confused on why people that take care of themselves the most. You know what? It's... I just realized this. I just had a moment. It's because we don't settle. I just, whatever. That's another topic. My brain just did, my brain just did a whole thing, but I want to go back to yours before we move on. I think this society, people are looking for, they're so desperate for attention that they will play the martyr card because that's the only way they're getting it. Because they're not happy with themselves. So they need to find outward attention seeking, whatever you want to put as that label, that's what they're doing. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love attention. But if I want attention, I'm going to ask for it. I'm not going to be like, oh, my day is so bad. And then be like, expect someone to give me attention. Like, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I will be like, can you pay attention to me, please?
Like that thing I showed on Instagram the other day about love bombing.
Yes. Love bombing does not work on me. I need more. Thanks.
Not adequate. Please give more.
For my TED Talk. But it's annoying. And I just like,
But that just goes back to like, how is it a flex? How is that a flex that you're going around announcing that you're half-assing things? Okay, so you haven't slept in 36 hours. Cool. So you're just saying that your mind is basically impaired right now.
And you shouldn't be driving because you're probably driving the equivalent of a drunk driver right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or they're lying. Either way, it's not okay.
Right. Like you're just flexing for no reason.
Like people are like, oh, I went to bed at midnight and got up at 4 a.m. Why do you think that that's okay?
Right. You're miserable.
I get made fun. I don't get made fun of, but people do think, I'll talk to people and they think it's funny that I go to bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I'm like, that gives me 6 to 7 hours of sleep. Like that's
barely enough.
That's minimal.
Yeah.
That's giving myself the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like now last night I slept for 10 hours and I feel fucking amazing. I'm like, maybe I should sleep for 10 hours every night.
Yeah.
Like, and I think a lot of this might have to do with the fact that we waste so much time on our phones.
Oh my God. Yes.
And I think that people are going to bed later because they're not getting the shit done they need to get done during the day. Mm-hmm. And it just catapults it. And they're like, oh, I wanted to watch a TV show. So then they watch a TV show at night to quote unquote wind down, when in reality, it's not. This could be a whole fucking thing. I was just going to say, let me write this
down because I want
to. I think we need a. I think we need a timeout on this, and I think we need to come back for a different episode on this one because I think this could be a whole fucking episode in itself.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you are actively texting, typing, because you know whatever. But it's just yeah, it's wild. I am filling airspace because Danny is currently in a typing.
Oh, sorry, extravagant.
Okay. No, it's okay. I was just letting them know. That's why I was like, I could go on to another subject, but I don't want to go on another subject until I have your full attention.
Yeah, you did not have any of my attention.
No, I didn't.
That's I do I want airspace. To circle back to what I said about discipline and motivation.
Yes, please.
Before we move on, because I feel like we keep like halving these things and then.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. We'll get better. Maybe.
Are we though?
No. No, absolutely not. Welcome to shit show.
So I like, you know my love for Selby Sacco. Shelby.
I was like, Sacco. Who's Selby?
Selby. Is that like a cheese or something? Anyway.
Sargento.
All right. Have you listened to her yet or watched her TikToks about anything?
I've watched two of her TikToks and I listened to the first episode. That's an offline conversation. It has to do with my car.
Oh, okay. Fair. The possessed car.
Yes.
So if you don't follow Shelby Sacco on anything, please go follow her. I'm obsessed. She's on TikTok. She does Sad to Savage is her thing. She's a big like habit girly. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. I want to be her. I want to be best friends with her. I'm obsessed with her. But she talks a lot about discipline versus motivation because everyone's always like, how are you so motivated? Where do you get the motivation? Bro, motivation is not constant.
It's not there.
Because some days you'll wake up with motivation, some days you won't. But what will always be there is discipline. Discipline is something you grow. It's something you strengthen.
It's a muscle. It's you a have skill. To practice it.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
100%.
You get better with it. And that is what's going to carry you through the days you don't have the motivation. Because the days that you do wake up with motivation, great, perfect, great day. But then you're going to wake up and you're not going to fucking feel like doing anything. You're going to feel like laying in bed. But your discipline is what's going to carry you through until you do get the motivation back.
I think another important topic on this one is because of the discipline, like there's this place in society where people are like, you know, there's discipline and motivation, but there's also like listening to your body. Your body will never hate you for taking a walk.
Yes.
I just needed to say that.
No, I agree.
Because we talk about discipline and working out and stuff like that. And I think I talked to you about this like last week. Like I think my body right now needs to not do heavy lifting and heavy cardio. Like I just just where I'm at with my autoimmune disease right now, like I think it needs to heal. So I've scaled back my workouts a lot, but that doesn't mean that I'm stopping moving my body. And I think that's what people think. They're like, oh, like I'm so tired. My body's exhausted. Your body's exhausted because you're laying on the couch all day.
Yes.
Energy creates energy. You have to have the discipline. If that means stretching for 20 minutes, if that means taking your dog for a walk, that means yoga, you need to move your body. And that's yes. where the discipline comes in. I needed to say that while you're on that tangent, because I think that a lot of people are like, they see there's two sides of every thing. They'll look at these people who work out hard on 75 hard and be like, that's not normal. That's not okay. Yeah, you're right. But you don't have to go 100 miles an hour every single time you work out.
Right.
Moving your body is enough. Like you just need to do that. And that alone is the discipline that you need to have. You need to force yourself to do that.
Agree. 100%. And it does. And this doesn't even apply to physical fitness or moving your body. This applies to literally anything. You're growing a business. And I'm going to call myself out on the things that I'm lacking. Like if you need to be posting on social media X amount of times, okay, maybe you're not motivated. I'm not fucking motivated.
Yeah.
The discipline. Post to social media to promote your business. You have kids and you want to cook dinner at home or something like that. Like it literally applies to anything.
Yeah. And start somewhere. Like if you have none of these habits in place, start small. Like don't go to 0-100 with these. Yes. Like if you don't cook any meals right now for your kids right now, make it a goal to cook one or two meals a week.
Right.
And then ramp up from there. If you've never worked out before, okay, maybe running a marathon tomorrow is not the best idea. Maybe try and take a 20-minute walk. Yeah. Like that, I think people just, they want to go, because we love that instant gratification, we want to go from 0 to 100 really quick. And they won't want to be like, oh, I'm the perfect family. I've done everything that I need to do. No, start somewhere. Doing something, like it's posting. Like you're posting. Like, okay, you're supposed to be posting every day. You're not, you're posting once a week. Okay, maybe ramp it up to twice a week.
Right.
Like just do a little bit more than what you're doing. And that's going to help you with the discipline. That's going to create that discipline, because you're going to slowly build that habit up instead of just going, today I'm going to wake up and these are all the habits I'm going to do. And right. It's going to be great. I think it goes back to, remember that bullet journal post that you sent me that I started creating?
Yes.
So I'm starting that June 1st. So like that's all done. But I really like that she had, I mean, we obviously have habits, but she herself had like a habit journal in there and showed how many habits she did. So yeah. She can see her progress, which I kind of like that idea, because habit share is cool, but you can't look at the whole month and be like how many, you might be able to actually. You can. Yeah.
And it has a percentage in the top corner.
Yeah.
Which means the percentage number, oh, talk dirty to me. God, I want that number to be high.
I don't think mine's high at all.
Oh, mine's like 48 right now. But it's better than it was. It was like 28.
See, moving in the right direction.
Yeah. That's what Shelby Saka talks about a lot. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right. But it's all about being 1% better.
Ooh,
each day, 1% better. And if that 1% looks like making your bed today, we gonna make that bed, baby.
That is... Hold on, let me write that down. It's all about being 1% better. Remind me to fix that quote, because I definitely did not write it right. Making the bed. Have you ever read the book Make Your Bed?
No.
Okay. 10 out of 10 on that book. I've lent it out to somebody and I need to get it back. So
she just whispered the name of who it was. LOL.
But it talks about that. Like you're setting, I just going on a little tangent about making your bed. Talks about like you setting your bed is an automatic win for the day.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm such
setting
a
setting your bed, making your bed.
I knew what you meant.
Okay. Making I'm your
big bed.
Bed
maker.
I know you are. And your bed always looks like I just want to wallow in it every single time I see it. But that's something that I've intentionally, I put it in the habit share, but it's in my other habit tracker.
Really? I didn't know that. It's not in your habit share also. Unless you never do it.
No, I do. Okay. I do it every day.
Oh,
because
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, because that was after I read that book, I didn't realize the importance of it. And honestly, it feels really good to wake up and make your bed and it looks nice.
It does. It really
And then
does.
To be able to crawl, like turn your covers down. Never understood that saying before. Yes. I totally understand that saying now.
It feels so good.
It does. And like
and it makes like the rest of your like life and room be put together.
Yes. Yes.
Even if it's not, it just gives the appearance.
But it's a step in the right direction.
1%.
1%.
Yeah.
Hopefully I will build off of that 1%, but
and that's the exact point. Like you keep working on making your bed until that's a habit that's ingrained in you and you don't have to think about it. And then when you're ready, we pick another 1%. Maybe it's letting your clothes out the night before. Maybe it's prepping your coffee pot.
Do you remember doing 75 hard? I was literally posting on social media every day my clothes setting out.
No, there's no way. Was it during like phase 3?
No, I literally think I have, unless, well, Delaney made me delete all my highlights.
Why?
It's definitely deleted from my highlight. She said it looked cluttered. I 110% was setting my clothes out every night. My workout clothes. Yeah. Like, we were friends at that time when I was doing that.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was posting it on social media for the journey.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I feel like I literally blocked out so much of that.
I blocked out a lot of that time too. I think 75 Hard was pretty traumatic, but in the best way.
100%. I was never happier, more productive, healthier, a higher performing human in my entire life.
I'm going to throw a wrench in this, and this is going to be something we're going to talk about later, but I think after our birthdays, we should do it instead of wait till September.
Pass. Next.
I know, because I'm like, oh, but Labor Day, but I'm also like, Andy Frisella's in my head going, stop making fucking excuses. So now I'm in a weird place.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll discuss this later.
Well.
Mom. How are we doing on time?
We're going to do some housekeeping.
Okay. So this is going to be a two-parter on the goal situation.
Yeah, I'm not even sorry about it. There's some quality
stuff. Okay, how about this? How about we finish off the points we wanted to make, and we'll get into the technical how-tos in part two.
That works.
Does seem like a good idea?
Part two, I don't know when part two is going to come, but it'll come out eventually.
Yeah.
What did we miss?
I just wanted to say the one thing that I really love that you helped me with my goal setting, because part of the 401s is having a category for each aspect of your life. And one category I struggled with, she's literally licking her mic now.
I'm just being weird.
One category of my life that I didn't have anything was emotional and spiritual, because I'm not big into like going to church, and like I like believe in God, but like I don't need to go to church. I think we're on different spiritual journeys with that. But like, I didn't have any goals for that area. And I think you asking me how I can respond to the world better was just very enlightening. And I think that alone can be applied to so many aspects of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was very helpful.
That just like maybe like, that was a big proud moment, because sometimes I don't know where I come up with these things.
Yeah, I don't either. Sometimes you say, both of us just say really eloquent shit. Yeah. And it's just like,
I think there's a quote from you in one of the quote log that's like, how can my brain be so eloquent but also so fucking dumb?
Yes. I say that on a daily basis.
I do want to talk about that a little bit. Just a tad. Actually, do I want to talk about it right now? I don't know.
That reminded me of like the Beverly Hillbillies.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
I'm so weird.
Maybe get you a top hat.
We're going to talk. Let's table that, because I do think that that's a whole about responding to the world better.
Okay. We're going to write that down.
Let's see. I'm going to jot that on this little notepad here. Oh, why? This is why I know we need to wrap up.
Yeah.
It's getting weird.
All right. One more. This is from you. I don't know what this means. Direction of life. Only you're responsible for the way your life looks. If you don't like it, it's on you to change it.
Damn, I wrote that.
You did write that. Eloquent shit here.
That is, I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. We talked about that a lot. Like, am I pleased with the direction of my life? There is nobody else responsible for the way your life looks. Now, we can blame our partner. We can blame the way the world, like the shit the sandwich we were handed. We can, right. We can 100% act like victims. But at the end of the day, what's meant for you won't pass you. And if something's given to you in your life, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
And it goes back to life happens for you, not to you. Yes. And the last couple of years, I can 100% say that I've been through some really hard shit, but I am standing on 2 feet pretty good. And there's shit happening in my life right now. I'm still doing great. And you know why? Because I have trust in the fucking universe. I have trust in God that this is all happening for a reason. And I'm still goal-oriented, and I have goals in my life that I'm pushing forward to. And if you want to play the victim mentality, that's on fucking you.
Yes.
That's on you. So if you don't like the way your life is, you don't like who you are, you don't like where you live, you don't like who you're with, whatever it is, it's on you to change it. Nobody else's. You cannot wait for the world to hand you a good a silver platter. Like, your stuff is not going to be handed to you. You have to work fucking hard for it. Yeah. And if you're not working hard for it, don't play martyr about it. Don't. Like, we don't want to hear you, woe is me, because you chose not to change your life. That's on you. Now, are we here to help you? 100%. Are our episodes going to be chaotic? 100%. But is there good stuff in it? Yes.
Yes.
And that is what we're here for. We're here to help you guys change your life, because we have seen too many people. And a lot of it is you guys just aren't, we're not equipped with it. like Danny and I are where we're at because we worked really fucking hard to work on our mental health. We've read the books, we've done the work, we journal, like we gratitude, we do a lot of things every day to make our lives better, and you still hear us struggling. But we're not sitting here being like, oh, my life sucks. Like, no, we're like, okay, what can we do? How can we make ourselves better?
Right. And self-awareness is key. Absolutely key.
You have to look at yourself and think, what can I change about my life right now that's going to make it, and it goes 1% better. What can I do tomorrow to make myself 1% better?
Right. And that's key to sustainability and consistency. Because that's what I struggled with for the longest time is, like you said before, 0 to 100. And 0 to 100 is not sustainable.
No, it's not. And you'll hate yourself for it.
Right. And you'll get burnt out. You'll get tired. You're not going to feel like doing it. The motivation will be gone. And the discipline won't be strong enough yet.
Yeah. Mic drop. Bye. Wait. Just kidding. Wait, come back. All right. So obviously, housekeeping. We're back.
Did you know that? We're back.
Hello. I'm not sure if you figured that out yet.
Wait, are we going to tell the story? Maybe next time.
We'll find out when that story is going to be told, because we do know that there are some nosy Nellies who want to know that story.
Oh, hell yeah.
So obviously we're on all social medias, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of it. If you're not part of it, if you're an OG, you know about the TMI tribe.
Oh my God. The TMI tribe is still alive and well, my friends.
Yes. They actually knew about this episode way before anybody else did.
Yeah. They got the exclusive drop. So you want to be in there to find out first for all of our meet and greets. New episode drops, fun little things we're doing, giveaways,
We have a lot planned.
We do.
And it's going to be announced the TMI Tribe first. It's on Facebook. The links for all of this, you're going to have to bear with us. I'm going to make an attempt. I'm going to say it's going to be attached to the episode notes right now. If it's not attached to this one, it's going to be attached to the second one, but you can find it on Facebook, TMI Tribe.
Yes. And then you can find us, The Messy Imperfection, on literally everything else. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Yeah, that's what? Up and coming. Hopefully we have some posted before this episode drops.
R.I.P. But our website, also themessyimperfection.com, that's going to be up and running soon. You know, me and my little MySpace coding, we working on that. So just keep an eye out for that.
And if you have any questions or anything you want to talk about, or if you want to be a guest, email themessyimperfection@gmail.com. And is that a wrap?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. See you Monday.